Okay, so basically, even though we're already up to the third sugya, if I'm not mistaken, in this grandiose big picture of Shnei Dvarim in a B'shus Shel Adam, we already discussed sugya number one is, what do those words mean? Why would I have thought this done by Rabbi Matzei? Three B'ur. Then you had the second sugya was, okay, so I identified why I wouldn't have been over by Rabbi Matzei, but why does that pose as an impediment to my being able to be mevatel it? That was sugya number two. Sugya number three, it's the same lines of the Gemara. I shouldn't have been over by Rabbi Matzei. That was the svara. That was the starting point. I should not have been over. For whatever reason, I shouldn't have been over. Ravids, Ritvaz, Saisim, I shouldn't have been over. But the Torah says I am over. Asar Nakaski Le Mishusa. That's it. The game's over. Asar Nakaski Le Mishusa. So Rabbi said, our next sugya now is going to try to dissect what are the parameters, just how far does that statement go? Asar Nakaski Le Mishusa. That din is found in the words of the Chumash Shem Shalom Sefer Techa. In the words of the Torah Kedosh, the Yerol HaChacham, the Kedosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu those words, Shivas Yom Mis'ol HaBitzeh Patechem, Lo Yerol HaChacham, Lo HaChacham, Lo HaChacham, licked in those words were the following halachic principle. You shouldn't have been over, but you are over. Asor Nakoski Lo Mishusim. So I want to raise a very, very simple question. What if I have a piece of chametz on the table, and there is some tactical reason in halacha that this chametz is ein b'shuso? Not because it's chametz also, but no. There's some other reason why it meets the halacha category called ein b'shuso, or ein shalom, whatever you think ein b'shuso meant. Nothing to do with the fact it's also, but no. It's also also, but no, that's also true. But there is a half a dozen other pure cheshevishpid reasons why this chametz is called the davar she'ena b'shusa. Anyone just want to give me a handful of some? Give me one or two possible things this chametz could be that can make it into a davar which is ena b'shusa. What? Give me some what? Mapolis? Okay, Mapolis is a tricky one.
Maybe. Belongs to a guy?
Well, that's not ena b'shusa, that's babish, not mine. I want something that really kind of is mine. Let's keep the Ketzosim Ritval's definition, make things easy for us. Let's look for something that's Shaliva in a Bishusi, and this Chametz happens to be a Dava Shalova in a Bishusi. Just give me a few examples. Think of Bava Kamos, Bava Metzias, give me some examples. What? I'm not talking about, I think you misunderstand what I mean by Eino Bishusi. I don't mean that I put it in somebody else's property. I mean it's above a comma ish and a bishus.
Or an isco.
It was stolen. It was a simple one. It was stolen. I own chametz. Somebody broke into my house, Erev Pesach, and stole all my schnapps. I got all the schnapps from Pearl, I don't know what to do with. And somebody, before I got a chance to sell it or to throw it out, somebody came and stole it. I went, am I over by Rabbi Matzah in that point? Can you give me some more examples? Come on, you guys should be able to give me a few more examples of things that may be Ana Bishusai. What? I can't hear what? Well, all chametz is also banos, so I need more than that. Well, Shah Niski, you're generally over by Rav Matzion. So I need something that you're over by Rav Matzion that's also banos. I need some creativity. Well, Hekdesh is going to fall short. Why? Because Hekdesh is not Shulcha. Shulcha is the Rav Rosh HaGavaya. So I'm looking for a very, very limited amount, really, really kind of zeroing on a window of an item. Orla is not a bad one except for one small technicality. That since the days of Gan Eden, grain doesn't grow on trees. So in order to be chametz, it's got to be chamesh bin Dagan. So I think everyone's kind of knowing what I'm looking for. I'm looking for an iser hana'ah that happens to also be chametz. So we heard about the shoyim niskos, but we realized that shoyim niskos are not made out of grain. And then we realized that Orla can't be grain either. So I need an Isra Hana that could be a grain source that now could become Chadash.
Chadash?
Well, Chadash would have been a good one, except Chadash is Mutab Hana. Shemitah after this Man Bior. Wow, that's a loaded one. Wow, I can't even think that far in advance. I thought of a much easier one. You gotta go look at the mission and Kiddush about all these Surah Hana. Makadish by this, Makadish by that. Avodah Zarah is not a bad one. It's not a bad one. You can, some guys really, he's really desperate in his religious belief. He believes that a pizza is God. Okay, that's true. He bows down to that pizza. Not bad. Even us, let's say a little more realistic. A Bas Mecholov, again, it's hard to believe that Bas Mecholov is going to be chametz. I mean, you may have a piece of Bas Mecholov that's on a bun. Chicken pizza? No. That's like you're getting like...
Cheeseburger.
No, but the bread is not asabah. The bread is not really asabah. No, there are bleas of Bas Mecholov and the bread. Wait. Now we're talking! Thank you! That's your assistant. What kind of kelayim? Don't blow it up. What kind of kelayim? Shatnez? What kind of kelayim?
Kiliyakar.
Thank you, Kiliyakar. Thank you very much. I planted some wheat with some barley, with some grapes. And something grows out of that. Anyone know what comes out of that? I plant wheat, barley, and grapes all next to each other. Know what comes out? Correct. What does not come out is grape nut cereal. What comes out is wheat, barley, and grapes. You could never tell the difference between those and regular wheat, barley, and grapes. But anything that grows in that mixture is also bi'achilu v'anoa mit deraisa. Pentik tesh b'leak v'zera shatizo s'vosa karm. If it's a deraisa to be nana from that. I go ahead and I take that wheat or that barley. I mix it with water. Throw in some yeast. Make it a good gishmak challah out of it. And now comes Erev Pesach. What do I have? I have chametz. Catch this one. Shali Surah Hana. Which is also chametz. Don't hock me with the Inisachal. This is Isser Kailal. It's a mice. I don't want to hear about that. Okay, not mice, but just Isser Kailal. But we're not learning Yavam's third part right now. So I have chametz, which is also Bahando Mitam Davarachia. What do you think about that? Is that a violation by Rav Yematze? So it's Eda B'shuso, but it's Eda B'shuso for other reasons. It's not Eda B'shuso mitam chomet shabai. It's Eda B'shuso mitam kilekem shabai. I want something really, really sharp. I want somebody really, really, really to think through this one. It's a trivia question. I want you to continue down the mindset of a davar asabana, but I want chomets on Erev Pesach, that happens to be also for a previous Isra Hana. That previous Isra Hana doesn't create by Rabbi Matze per se. So the only thing that's going to create this by Rabbi Matze is the Sechamet Shabbai, but happens to also be Asa Hana for another Isra. So Chadash was cute, the Tradisco was cute, and Peyush Shvias of the Bia was fascinating. But the only one we found so far is Kedah Kerem. Can someone think of another one? Ooh, Avi! Wow. Also yours. You came up with this? Great. What if I have last year's chometz? A bottle of schnapps. It's been over all of a Pesach 30 times over already. Catch this one. Can I be either by Rav Matzah on last year's chometz of a Pesach? Because once it's chometz of a Pesach, what happened to it? It became also by no be the Rabbanon. That's true. Knas, but the Rabbanon is still the Rabbanon. We keep rabbinic laws also. We also read the Megillah last week, right? So we keep the Rabbanon. So I have chametz. I have a chametz to Geshayla. I want to know, Rabbi, it's almost 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach. Do I have to reckon with by Rabbi Matzah this year? So the Rabbi says, of course it's my Rabbi Matzah. Schnapps. I said, no, but this Schnapps is Osmano. Why is it Osmano? Because it's Osmano from last year already. Can you be even by Rabbi Matzah on a Dover Osmano?
Isn't that an Asra Hana only to Rabbanon?
Yeah, that's true, but you know, that's why I preface by saying Rabbanon is that we take seriously also. Okay? And we'll see just how seriously as the next thing is developed. I thought you'd give me some easy ones also, besides Gezeila. Can someone come up with another one that I would have expected the Tzos to think of? I would expect the Balmor to think of? Very easy one. What? Aveda. I lost the chametzah. I had this gewaldic pizza pie. I'm on the train, I'm carrying a pizza, I left it on the train, gewalt! I'm not the Shiash yet, it's got a sim and move a garlic, I'm running to go get back. Tachos, if I wanted to be machdash the pizza now, could I do it according to Ketzais? No. But Balmor, no. Maybe Ritvaz in Babatziah that we discovered. But according to Ketzais and Balmor, I can't be machdash it right now. So say to Bashusai. Can I be over by Rabbi Batziah or not? Does anyone see a theme developing here? I've just created a few gazelas, avedas, Yisrael, no. I received the Shaila last night, Halacha Lamaisa Shaila, which may very, very well depend on this. Catch this one. Somebody told me that they sent a package to the kid learning in Eretz Yisrael, not that long ago, with food in it. Cookies, crackers, chocolate, chametz, mamish, chametz, gomel, real bukwe chametz. The package didn't arrive. Now it's only Purim, 2 days after Purim. It's a big balagan, as you can imagine. You know, probably the number one thing in the Israeli government's mind right now is not necessarily rerouting, you know, chocolate wafers for those poor Tamidim who are starving out in Kermiyav. So the package is lost. Somewhere between Newark Airport and Ben Gurion Airport. Considering the fact that one of those airports is closed, it's not a very, it doesn't bode well. So I said, well, did the package arrive in there? It's so unclear. As a fake. We're not even sure it arrived there. So Intel's not arrived there. So it's got to make it from Ben Gurion to Kirby Yavne. Now, I could walk and carry it between now and Pesach. But anyone here in Kirby Yavne? Nobody? No Kirby Yavne Tamidim here? Not one Kirby Yavne Tamid. Why wasn't that a question of Purim night? Not one Kirby Yavne Tamid. Myself. So these three is a little red truck. It was the Doar truck, Kirby Yavne. It reminded me of the Chassam Sofer's mailman, all right? It came whenever it wanted to. It picked up mail when it was in the mood. So it's very possible that that package may arrive or may never arrive. Uh-oh, what happened? I'm looking at the schedule for when to get my last grades in. Okay, what's that? Hold on, we're back on. Let me just unmute it, hold on. Can I do the bottom? Okay. So the bottom line is, I think we could say something about this package. Anyone want to give me a halakha category to this package? Mr. Alter may remember this one. Shh, off the record. It was an old TV show. The three words to it, that guy's walking around in spaces. Remember? Back to the 60s, Lost in Space. Remember that show? Lost in Space. I would say this package is lost in space. I have no idea what this package is. It may show up in 6 months from now, it may not. What is it, Mel? What is it? It's an Aveda. Possibly it's an Aveda. It's very possible it's an Aveda. No one has any clue where it is. So the Ferenti Balbas called me and says, if nothing shows up in the next month, am I going to be over by Rabbi Matzi on this chometz? So he said to me, should I just be mevatel the chametz now? Should I include it into my mechira in case it doesn't show up? What do you think about that? Do you think this guy can be mevatel this chametz? If it's an aveda? Not if you think an aveda is davar shena b'shuso, I am sachu davar b'meveis. Do you think the guy could sell it if it's a davar shena b'shuso? What do you think? Depends on who and who. Can you sell a davar shena b'shuso? Can you sell a davar shena b'shuso? Can you sell a davar shena b'shuso? Machlokes is who and who? Sell. I didn't say hakdish. I didn't say hefker. Sell. We've come to ayin of an aleph about hashah. Ties in the Rashba. Didn't we talk about that last week? Ties in the Rashba. This guy may be headed for a complete and total disaster because he may be in a violation of Rabbi Matzah and no way to rectify it. How? How in the world is he getting by Rabbi Meltzer? He can't be Mavat, like he can't be Mavat, Davshan Meshusa. He can't be Meichel, like he can't be Meichel, Davshan Meshusa. Who's going to be saving him, by the way? The Rambam of Torah is going to be helping him a lot. You know why? Because it's not physics, it's not in his house. It's like in the house of the guy. It's in the post office somewhere in the middle of who knows where. So according to Ramban, remember location is all critical. According to Ramban, Mechilta is going to save him. But guess what? You have to show him that we don't pass like the Mechilta, remember? The Rambam never heard of the Mechilta. Rabbi Yani said we don't pass like the Mechilta. So this is a loaded, loaded question. So the easiest way out of this question is simply to say, well, it's Eina B'Shulchan anyway. So Eina B'Shulchan, I don't know about Rabbi Matzik. Isn't that what Agamara said? You're not ever by Ratzabay if it's not Eina B'Shulchan. What's the problem? The Torah trumps that by saying, Masoda Kaskum B'Shulchan. What am I really asking by saying? I gave you five different illustrations of the same principle. What's my real question? This. Asana Kaskilia B'Shulchan, the Torah trumps what? The Torah trumps. You can't hide behind the Israel Nos Chomet and say, I'm getting out of my Rabbi Matzah. That's cheating. But Im Timtzin Laimer, it really is legitimately Eina B'Shulchan for some other reason. Whether that other reason is, because it's also because it cannot carry more Chomet of Pesach, or it's a Gezeva, or it's an Aveda, or it's a half a dozen other reasons. If it's truly Eina B'Shulchan for other reasons, that was never trumped by the Torah. That was never included in the words to Moshe Benishim Yisrael Solomon Sefer Techem. What do I say now? That once the Torah says that Bayi Rabbi Matzah trumps Eina B'Shulchan, included in that Chiddush, Nichol that Chiddush trumps all other manifestations of Eina B'Shulchan. And believe it or not, the Havamina, that you're not over by Rabbi Matzah, Eina B'Shulchan is wrong. That is trumped, that is overridden by the Gezeirah Kaskos of Bayi Rabbi Matzah. And even if the Chometz is Eina B'Shulchan because of Gezeilah, because of Aveda, because of Hefka, because of Yisrael, no, because of Hefka, doesn't matter what it is. Asana Chaskim B'Shulchan. That's this sugya. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick this up tomorrow. Guys, get ahead of me in the Kermes. That's the fundamental question that's going to take us an entire sugya to try to analyze. What happens to Eina B'Shulchan? Asana Chaskim B'Shulchan.